Today's episode, The History of Lundy Canyon. Lundy Canyon is located about 10 miles north of the delightful Mono County town of Levining. There's a campground there, hiking, great creek and lake fishing, and a small resort. Beautiful Lundy Canyon is one of those rare jewels in the Sierra Nevada that comparatively is fairly lightly visited. The setting at Lundy Canyon has not always been so peaceful. In 1878, Otho Lundy operated a sawmill in the canyon, which supplied lumber for the nearby booming gold rush town of Bodie. Otho Lundy also prospected in the canyon and, along with others, discovered gold in two different locations. Claims were quickly filed and 62 miners met and formed the Homer Mining District. San Francisco investors quickly bought up the claims and supplied the capital to start mining operations, which began in earnest in 1880. More miners came from Bodie to Mammoth to try their luck in the new camp, and for a two-month period, 15 to 20 people a day were arriving in Lundy. Within a year, 500 men and women were calling Lundy home. The first store opened in a tent, and new buildings went up daily. The new town was at first christened Mill Creek, but officially became Lundy in 1881. Several businesses set up shop, followed by a school. A newspaper, the Homer Mining Index, began publishing, and a telegraph line was strung to Bodie. But by 1884, investors at one of the mines announced they could not pay their debts and closed the mine. Many people left, and some businesses closed their doors. But the town carried on. In 1887, a fire hit the town and consumed 25 buildings in the commercial district. Despite the adversities, a fair amount of gold was still being taken from the canyons, and mining remained active in Lundy Canyon up until 1915, when mining ended and most everyone moved away. Thomas Hanna, the son-in-law of Sierra Nevada legend John Muir, spent a fair amount of money and a lot of elbow grease in attempting to reopen the May Lundy mine during the 1930s and 40s, but the Great Depression followed by World War II foiled his attempts. By the 1920s, tourism in Mono County was developing, and Carl Miller built the Lundy Resort in the mid-1930s, allowing visitors to experience the beautiful canyon with at least a few creature comforts. The small property has been a favorite destination of Eastern Sierra fishermen for over 80 years. More delusions of future riches. Yes, there have been many along the dream-laden road known as El Camino Sierra.